This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. U.S. Senate candidate and former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore is defending his stance against same-sex marriage and his views on religion and government as he campaigns in the Republican primary for Senate. Moore was the featured guest at a Republican gathering in Gardendale last night. He's been removed from the bench twice as Alabama Chief Justice. For some, that cements his spot among the top three contenders in the August 15th contest. WBHM's Gigi Duban reports.
Dozens of Republican voters noshed on pulled pork sandwiches and cornbread at a Jim and Nick's as former Chief Justice Roy Moore made the rounds.
How you doing? Roll Tide? How you doing, sir?
Later, he told the crowd, America is an immoral society. And the only way to change that, he said, is to go back to God's law. Moore would, for example, tell President Donald Trump there's no reason to discuss transgender rights in the military.
They will actually decimate the morale of the military.
A woman asked Moore about Sharia law, which is a framework of Islamic rules. She said she worries, for instance, about Muslims demanding breaks for prayer during the day. Moore said this is a problem.
False religions like Islam, who teach that you must worship this way, are completely opposite to what our First Amendment stands for.
Moore has no regrets over the two decisions he made that led to his removal as an Alabama Supreme Court justice. First, refusing to remove a Ten Commandments monument from the courthouse. And second, ordering state probate judges to keep enforcing a ban on same-sex marriage, despite a federal Supreme Court ruling legalizing it. But it's just that boldness that resonates with voters like Wanda Benefield. She drove 45 minutes from Coleman to hear Moore speak.
He sounds like what I was expecting, and it just made me a little more sure that that's who I'm wanting in there to try and help get us back on the right track.
Plus, she says the attack ads that have been flying between the other two leading candidates, Congressman Mo Brooks and incumbent Senator Luther Strange, have turned her off to them. But Moore didn't win over everyone. Take retired Navy Commander Reggie Daniels.
I got some I like a little bit more than others, but I'm still not totally sold on any of them.
Daniels worries about Moore's rocky history as the uncompromising Chief Justice, and how his actions might sit with the average American.
He kind of reminds me of Trump in a way, to be honest with you. He's a fighter. And that can be good and that can be bad.
It just depends, Daniels says, on what he's fighting for. For WBHM, I'm Gigi Duban.